Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome everybody. We're here live tonight. It is Thursday night. Get ready for some communion. And we're going to be doing some of that tonight. So get ready to commune with the Lord in his physical body and his beautiful blood. All right. And hopefully everybody's doing good tonight. And if you're not, we're here to pray for you and believe God with you. Open up your heart for that, and let's believe God for miracles. However big or little you need one, you know, everybody has a little bit different kind of miracle. Sometimes we don't consider little things miracles, but when you consider everything, a blessing from God, maybe not a miracle, but a blessing from God, then it takes God to do it, right? So, yeah. All right. Let's get ready to, like I say, take communion tonight. And I believe God for a year of treasures this year. So hopefully you are too. Not just money treasures, although very much so money treasures, but many other things. And as we travel toward that season and that time, we're going to find out that, you know, the season of the treasures is upon us, and we are believing God for that, for sure. So let's open up our hearts to that, for sure, tonight, and believe God for that. All right. I don't know if you've been able to listen to the word that we've been sharing recently, but pretty good. God is speaking to us about the deep secret, the secrets that are deep, right? Everybody wants to go deep, right? Well, 2022 is going to be the year of double deep. Yeah, so get ready for some double deep. All right, if you need healing, you need deliverance, you need whatever Jesus paid for on the cross of Calvary. Friend, you could have that from him. And it's all yours. That is the treasures that we have in Christ Jesus. We're going to treasure, we're going to treasure everything Christ has done for us, right? That's what we're working on. We're going to treasure everything that he's done and ever will do. Because everything he's already done will open up the door for what? Or what will be, and if we can walk in that, live in that, and consider that, and find the treasures where we treasure Christ, treasure God, treasure his servants, treasure his will, treasure every little thing he does for us. As you begin to treasure those things, friend, I guarantee you, you're not going to lose the treasures he gives you because you'll treasure them. That's from heaven, that's from God. And that's really what the whole purpose of all this treasure, your treasure, is all about. All right, my voice is still struggling a little bit, so you might can tell. So we are going to cut short the preaching a little bit tonight, I'm sure. We'll see what happens. And see if we can believe God to to open up something new. What we're really believing God for is the opening up to those treasures. You know, when you understand how those treasures chests from God, like the Ark of the Covenant, it's kind of like a treasure chest. The Ark of the Covenant is like a treasure chest. And the treasure chest is like the Ark of the Covenant because it is full. It is the treasure. It represents the treasure, Christ Jesus, and everything in it represented testimonies from God and the authority of God, the rod of Aaron's rod, and the manna, the provision for God's people. We're gonna tap into all that this year and talk about that provision. It means more than physical bread. It means provision of all kinds. And so as we begin to grasp that and get into that and begin to see that what's in the Ark of the Covenant, what's in the treasure chest, represents the presence of God. It represents God feeding his people miraculously. It represents the authority, you know, the rod, Aaron's rod, the law. And the law is written in our heart. You know, we're not against the law, right? We're just not under the law. We're now under Christ, and when you're under Christ, you fulfill the law because you walk in love. When you walk in love, you don't do those things. That's what love does. When you walk in love, you don't do those things. And so that's what happens. God teaches us how to walk in love. And when you walk in love, that's why we seek love above all things. Love is the greatest. It is the greatest. And when you're seeking after love, you're seeking after God. And when we get the right image of what the love of God is, some people don't think love is chastising. Some people don't think love is, you know, turning somebody over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh, for the saving of their soul. Although in that particular incident where Paul did that, it was done in much love. It was love for the soul of that person who was on his way to, you know, really messing up. And, you know, for the saving of his soul, to bring him back to God. And, you know, so he was doing some really bad stuff that he didn't know that was bad. I think that was in his culture. But anyway, so when God began to deal with things, when he dealt with Ananias and Sapphira, that was the new covenant. You know, that didn't look much like love to some people, but it was love in protecting the newborn church from, you know, corruption. You know, we talk about how that in Matthew 6, where it talks about, we've taught on this just recently, where that lay not treasures up on earth, right, but up in heaven. And so we lay them because there's no corruption there, right? So when Ananias and Sapphira came in, they were trying to bring corruption to the body of Christ. And God smote them. He actually killed them. He killed him and her. He killed him first, Ananias, and then Sapphira came in, and the disciples didn't warn her. They didn't do nothing. They didn't say, hey, you know, your husband just died for lying. You know, you better tell the truth. I mean, they didn't warn her about anything. They just acted like everything was fine, that the thing was still on. Ananias came in here, and you're supposed to confirm his lie, and you confirmed the lie without any warning from Peter. I mean, you got to think about that, y'all. That looked like love to y'all, but it was love because God is the one who smote her. God did that. Because if I was going to teach us that more and more, we're going to be taught in the New Testament even more so that when you obey God, you get blessed. When you don't obey God, the blessings get withdrawn or you don't connect to the blessings. And you don't connect to the blessings, that's the curse of God. Because what God considers a curse is when your needs aren't being met. Yeah. God considers your needs not being met, friend, a curse. Right? That's what he told the children of Israel. He said, if you hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and obey his command, then all these blessings will come on you. And if you don't, all these curses, that's not just under the law. That's the way God does it in the New Testament too. Because we think the word cursing, we look at the word cursing in a kind of a, you know, like from the witch realm or from the demonic realm. But we're not looking at, there's different kinds of curses. There's curses that come from God as well as there's curses that come, you know, Satan tries to curse people. But, you know, the Bible says do good to those who curse you. You know, so we know there's curses from the enemy. But, all right, so when you begin to realize that, you know, we are entering into that place to where, you know, God is doing away with all corruption, that Ananias and Sapphira, when they were dealt with, God was saying, you know, I'm protecting you. This is love. And love is, you know, the ultimate of everything, but we have to understand what love is like. Some people talk about God being a good God, and they make God good according to human understanding of what God is good. And then God breaks all the rules. God broke all the rules all the time, or at least the rules that human beings thought he had, like Jesus healing on the Sabbath. You know what that was? God was breaking the rules. He was getting Jesus in trouble. Right? You got to think about that. He was getting Jesus in trouble, but he said, if my Father works, I work. So he works on the Sabbath. He made it. Hey, you know, who am I going to tell? I'm going to tell, oh, God, no, Father, you can't do this. It's the Sabbath. Don't you need to be resting? But he told him, he said, you know, if my Father's working, I work with him no matter what day or night it is. And so when you start seeing that the way men see God, the way men interpret God as being good, like Kenneth Copeland, you know, I love Kenneth and Jory and all that. They've had a great ministry for years. In many ways, they're good, big, huge merchandisers. God's going to deal with all that. But he's taught with this thing about making God a good God in the image of man, really. And that's what I see now. I didn't know it back then because I kept trying to believe it and understand it, but it would contradict Scripture all the time. And I thought, well, we got a new covenant. So, and then you'd read about, you know, where God smoked them too, I guess, Ananias and Sapphira. And that didn't look much like, you know, and it says, it makes it very plain that it was God that did it. So we can't, you know, these people that do this, I know what they mean. They mean well, but what they've done is they have degraded and made the name of God abominable in some areas in the nature of a man and what man says good is, what we consider good. And God says, what's good to me is I work on the Sabbath. I break the rules. I got Jesus working on the Sabbath, you know, and I know they're going to come against him. In fact, you know what? God wanted them to come against him, and I think that's one of the reasons that God had them, had Jesus working on the Sabbath, what they considered working on the Sabbath, because there's two different kinds of work. There's man's work and there's God's work. God's work is not the same kind of work as man's work. So when God says, I'm working, it's not the same thing as man work. So he seemingly broke the rules, and they couldn't figure that out. They're going like, we got God in the box, and you're taking him out of our box. Therefore, we're going to kill you. So Jesus, God deliberately had him do that stuff on the Sabbath so that eventually the Jews would kill him. That's really what he was doing. He was stirring them up, making them jealous, making them angry. That was the whole purpose that God was doing in setting up the situation where they would eventually say, we can't put up with this guy anymore. The whole world's coming after him. He does things against the law, our interpretation of the law, so we're going to kill him. And God had all that under control. So the whole thing about the image of God this year, friend, I believe in 2022 we're going to see the image of God be something different than what we believe. Because you tell people, like what went on with the Marcus Lamb situation, you tell people that, you know, a prophet was talking about him being taken out, not with death, but just being removed and taken out before that, and that network is not going to work, you know, in as far as full favor because of the things that have gone on, you know. So, you know, when you hear people talk, people hear you talking like that, and then you talk about it after the person dies, they think you're being mean and cruel. They think that their image of God is something that's not truly the image of God. I mean, because you look all through the Bible, you know, we talked about many, many times when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, you know, God gathered the money together. He had them go after the money of the Egyptians after he killed their firstborn. It wasn't the devil. It wasn't some sneaky little thing. Some spirit got out of control. It was God. God did that. And he did it as a just God. And so, but people cannot wrap their minds around how could God do something like that. They can't even, if you're afraid to think about it, then you don't learn from it. Most people think, well, I'm not even going to go. It's so sovereign. You can't figure out the sovereignty of God, so I'm not even going to go there. So they don't even meditate on it because they're thinking that how can you meditate on God killing people and then taking their money? I mean, God killed them and then took their money. Of course, he asked them for it. That was what was nice about it. He asked him for it. Hey, you know, we have the money now? Yes, get it. Get out before we all die. Right? Does that look like a loving, kind, wonderful, gracious? No, in man's mind, that they can't even go there with God and try to do away with it. You know, in many different ways. I've watched him over the years. Love him, bless him, all that. But he's wrong, big time wrong. And God's going to deal with him about that. And so, you know, so when you begin to see that, that the image of God has been totally marred in the eyes of the church. The church has misrepresented Christ, misrepresented what God is really like. They got us so full of grace. I remember one time I was on the show right here on PGN, and one of our friends who had been with us a long time, an older lady, I started talking about Ananias and Sapphira and that, and she texted me right away. She said, we have a better covenant. That's what she told me. Bless her heart. She was just, and this is, she was a product of Kenneth Copeland, a product of me. I would have taught the same thing. A product of a lot of false images of God. You know, she texted me. She said, we have a better covenant. But because I talked about Ananias and Sapphira, I said, dear, that is the better covenant. And I never heard or never heard from her about that. She just like went, oh yeah, that was. You see, and it's not that she was a bad person. She wasn't trying to think of God in that way, but that's what we've been taught. And we don't even realize. So now when prophets start being prophets, people start going crazy. You can't do that. You can't talk like that. That's cruel. That's mean. Because they're sensitive. They're going to be to their sensitivity gospel. And if you're not sensitive to their gospel and hurt their feelings, they go off with some, go off like a little adulterous woman or adulterous man and go off to another lover. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, you talk to me like that. I don't believe in that stuff. I go somewhere else. I'm going like, yeah, that's the spirit of adultery working right there, spiritually speaking. You know, yeah, because that's what it does. It's like as soon as you tell me something I don't want to hear, you know, I'm leaving, I'm running off, I'm going somewhere else, right? Which everybody has a right to do that, right? Yeah, they do. And but it exposes not them as being evil people, but it exposes that the image that they have of God is totally backwards, totally wrong, totally just messed up, and I've been a part of it. You know, I was a part of all that. I was a merchandiser. I was into all that stuff. Y'all, so I'm not condemning anybody, but I'm gonna purposely and on purpose tell the truth about it so people can learn from it, right? They're going to learn from my mistakes, from the things that I've done wrong, so that we don't do it anymore. I admit I did things wrong. I've admitted things I've done here right on the show. Yeah. And time again, you know, and I'm not doing it to act all humble or whatever people might judge it as. I'm saying it because it's the truth, and people need to know that we can change, we can grow up, we can move on, we can be taught new things without having being so caught up into our traditions that we can't change anything because, oh, my mama and my daddy, we believe this all of our life. My church has believed this. I believe this all my life. I preached it. I've taught it. How can I change now? I'd be looking like a hypocrite or like a fool, like I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you might. You might look just like that. But you know what? If you don't want to change, that's up to you. But you know what? God will take care of all that. Don't worry about what people don't think about that you change your mind on something, as long as it's scriptural. Right? Yeah, so. And God's really going to deal with us about all that, friend. It is really, really a thing that God's going to deal with us about. So we need to get a hold of it. Hang on just a second here. Y'all, let's believe God tonight. One thing I'm really believing God for is what we're talking about tonight, that Jesus, like what Jesus did when he came to reveal the true image of the Father. They came against him about the Sabbath, and he said, I work because my Father's working. And because God was doing all that, God was trying to change their image, you know, of who he was and who he is. And so, so we're going to believe God for that too this year in a really big way. We're not going to be able to truly prophesy and be prophets with people with false doctrines and things going on in their head, like some of the things we're talking about. It's a good example is the thing about the Sabbath, where they crucified. They called him a blasphemer because he, did things on the Sabbath. But he made it really plain. I work because my Father works. Okay. That's not what I want. Hang on a second, y'all. I'm trying to get something going on here with my internet. No. Why is it doing that? Give me just a minute here, please. All right, here we go. Okay. Now I think we're going. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So if you want to give tonight, you can do that. Go to, you need the link to give or the mailing address. You can do that. But you can also text me at 214-505-8719, and I will send you the link. Can give tonight if you want to do that. All right. Okay. Okay, thank you. Give me a minute here. All right. Yeah, if you want to give tonight, you can do that. You can 214-505-8719. I can get that to you if you'd like to give tonight and help us. It would be so cool. Join in there and be a part. Also, we have an app that you can give by. Some people find it a little bit easier to give on the app. You have to go to your app store on your phone, and okay, you can go through the app store on your phone and look for Randy Chandler, and it'll be the PGN app. All right, doesn't have my name on it really. But you will look it up by my name, but it doesn't have my name on it there. You'll be able to see PGN. All right. Prophetic Grace Network, you'll see it right there on your phone. You can go in there. You can also listen to the show at times on the app. And, yeah. So, there you go. All righty. All right. Very, very good. Getting all the offerings together here. We're going to get ready for communion. Get your communion out. We're going to do that together. And try to get everything going on here. All right, your communion, and I'm going to get my communion scriptures here, and we'll take communion together tonight. Leave God to activate that treasure of what Christ did on the cross of Calvary, when you realize it all came through Christ, it wasn't just the cross. It was the Christ that was on the cross and the act of the cross, the work of the cross that he did and when he gave his life. When you start seeing that and you start understanding that, it's not just people say, oh, it's by the cross. Well, it's because of what Jesus did on the cross, right? I think most people kind of understand that, but we never want to leave out the fact that it's about what Jesus did on the cross, not just the cross, right? I think everybody got that. We just make sure. So that way you don't repeat information that you might not know exactly what you're saying. Thank you for being with us tonight, and we're going to be praying over you here in just a little bit. We'll pray over you. Just take communion. Let's get ready to do partake of the Word of God, the living Word of God. And all right, 1 Corinthians 11. You choose us, or Paul the Apostle, what you passed down to us, Lord. Paul says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's take the bread, friend. Thank you, Lord God, for your precious blood, for your precious body. Thank you, Lord. The same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." We drink it to you, Lord, in remembrance of what you've done. Lord, that we will remember what a treasure that it was, what a treasure experience that that was for us, for what you did for us, God. What a price you paid. What a treasure you are, Jesus. There's no one like you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you've done. And we thank you that we will always treasure you, Jesus, and you will show us all the different ways we treasure you, all the different ways that we can treasure you, Jesus. I thank you for that, Holy Spirit, that we will treasure the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. If you need to be healed tonight, just receive your healing. As that body of Jesus goes through your body, and that blood of Jesus goes through your blood, believe God tonight for that body to make your body new, for that blood to make your blood new. It's there to make your body new, when we eat his body, and it's there to make your blood new, to renew your blood, your genetic code, your genes, your DNA. That's what blood is. It's about DNA. It's about genes. It's about washing you and cleansing you. So you won't want to wake up tomorrow morning. You won't want to do the same thing you did yesterday. That's what it does. It changes you from the inside. It starts speaking to you. It says that you're free. You don't have to do that anymore. People quit doing things that they feel like they've had to do all their life, because the pressure comes from their DNA, from their genes. And when God washes your genes, your genetic code, hallelujah, it does away with this, the speaking and the pressure and the convincing of your blood cells, of your genes, speaking to you, telling you that you need to do this, whatever that thing is. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Be made clean, be made whole, in Jesus' name. Be delivered from Satan's power in the name of Jesus. But we pray tonight again for Kayla, for Paula's daughter, Father. We pray that you intervene in her life, dear Jesus, that you bring her to the cross of Calvary in a way that she's never been brought before. God, that she will come to know you in a way that she's never come to know you before, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, Jesus, for opening her up to the river of your blessings. Hallelujah. To the river of your blessings. In Jesus' name. Open, open, open. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Paula's daughters have been having some, you know, some oppression issues, things coming against her, suicide, that kind of thing. And we need to pray for her that God will keep her and watch over her, bring her into full salvation, right, where she can be fully delivered in the earth, where she won't be tormented by things and hurt and wounded, but be brought to Christ in his full recovery. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let it be done right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Okay. All right, let's pray for offerings tonight. How about that? All right. Thank you, Jesus. When I get through, I'm going to finish up. I know that we're getting started early tonight because I didn't quite preach as much as I usually do. I'm cutting down on my voice time right now until I get this thing with this cedar here in this area of Texas I'm in. It's really rough. I went to do some printing yesterday, and I talked to the guy that was waiting on me. I said, man, you ever have trouble with that cedar stuff? Because I've never had trouble with any of that stuff. He said, oh, yeah, I can't even work with that coming up. Some kind of sinus, you know, medicine or something. Well, bless your heart. I mean, he said, it's really bad. So I guess I've never had my sinuses bleed before. Not bad, you know, just a teeny-weeny bit. But, I mean, I've never had that before, y'all. This has really been crazy. I couldn't figure out why over the last few months I've kept losing my voice here and there on the show. You know, if some of you listen, you notice. And I thought it was just I was working so hard, tired, but it was not that at all. It was, that stuff is tough. So I'm going to believe God to conquer it. Yes, I am. In the name of Jesus. All right. Got a few offerings to pay over tonight, so we're going to do that. And then we get through, and I'm going to end the show and give my voice a rest. So thank you for praying for me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your giving to PGN. Thank you for what you do, and just your love for what God's doing here and what he's opening up to the body of Christ. The prophet realm is definitely being lifted up right now, and it's a very difficult time for many people. The prophet realm is because we don't mess around with when it comes to you can't sugarcoat God. Because when God's telling you to do things and say things, you can't sugarcoat that stuff. You can try, but it don't work. I mean, when God says he's going to start taking people out, things out, wow, and then you see it literally happen? I mean, come on, that's just like, you know, the old days. So, yeah, so I don't know about y'all, but it is an interesting season that we're in, an interesting time, and to watch God work and protect his people. He's very jealous over his church. He doesn't care. He's not a respecter of persons. Of I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care how many TV stations you own, or how many churches you have, how many global churches you have, or whatever. When God says enough is enough, and they don't listen, that's it. No, but it's over. Done. Kapoosh. Yeah, literally. And get ready for the tough side of God. The side of God where he comes in like a jealous God and deals with things like he did when he came into Egypt. Yeah. Very jealous over his name. All right, Andrea, $5. Andrea, God bless you, Andrea. $5. I think Andrea has some really good understanding of the different ways that God deals with things. And thank you, Jesus, for doing that with her. I thank you, Lord, that she will yield to you in ways, Father. We're going to learn things about you, about your character, about your nature, how you deal with leadership, how you deal with, you know, the Bible says, Andrea, as you know, let there not be many teachers, because the teachers of the word have received greater condemnation. We're going to see what that means, that means exactly what it says. And I think we're going to see a lot of teachers and people who are claiming to be prophets and preachers, they're going to be jumping off the ledge of, you know, getting out of that thing, because when the greater condemnation hatches, starts falling, the greater condemnation hatchet. What was that? I don't know. The greater condemnation hatchet fallen. Well, any of us, man, that could be me. Believe me, the fear and reverence of awe of God is going to start working with people. They're going to make sure that they're called of God and chosen by God, and they're teaching and preaching the right things, because if they're not, and if it's messing with his plan, if it's interfering with his character and nature, because God's going to manifest himself in ways in the end times that we have not seen in our generation. It's in the New Testament, but not in our generation. And so people are not used to it. And now they're going to start seeing it. They're going to start freaking out. Just get used to it, friend. Your friends are going to freak out. Your prophet friend said, what? He did what? That ain't God. Yeah. That's what they're going to be saying. They're already saying it. Yeah. They're already saying it. So y'all know exactly what we're talking about over here, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You want to give tonight? You go to text me at 214-505-8719, and I'll text you the link and send that to you. And you can do that tonight, or I can, if you'd like the mailing address, I can get that to you. Just text me at 214-505-8719, and we will do that. All right, we'll get it to you. All right. Get that to you, and you can give right now on the show, or you can give tomorrow. Send your offering in the mail if you want. It would be really given to the Lord. And feed the storehouse. Take care of the storehouse. Storehouse is, you know, the families of God's chosen vessels, fivefold ministry. Taking care of that, taking care of them, taking care of the ministry, paying for buildings, paying for vehicles, whatever is needed for the ministry. And that's what that's all about. That's why the tithe is extremely important. Amen? Yeah. All right, Andrea, so that's what God is showing me about you, and showing you that that he's going to show you things that the body of Christ has idolized and thought about God that wasn't true about him. And they know it's in the Bible, but they're going back. Things are still going to go on. It's going to be awakening, for sure, to say the least. Right, God wants you to be a part of that. All right, Bianca, $7. Thank you, Bianca, for that $7. Thank you for the Christmas cards and the Thanksgiving cards. This girl is a card person. And I get a card. Thank you, Jesus. She sends me cards on minister's days. I don't remember all the things. It's just really cool. And thank you, Bianca, for that. I really appreciate that. I really value that. I really treasure that. And thank you so much for that, and that for $7 tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If you give anything in the mail, I haven't been in my mailbox for the last week, so if you've given anything there, I don't know about it, so I'll get that next week maybe, or whatever. Okay, Bianca, I just want to speak blessings over you. Just a blessing. You have a sincere, precious heart to be a God-pleaser. You know, some people are man pleasers, and when you're made to be a pleaser, I think women are made to please men. You know, daughters are made to please their father. That's kind of what God did. And so when we turn that into pleasing our Heavenly Father and wholeheartedly give our wanting to please around to him, then he wants to please us. That's what he does, Bianca. He pleases us. The more we please him, the more he pleases us. He rewards us with pleasing us, right? He pleases us with things that are of him. I mean, you know, which we find out true pleasure from the Lord comes through receiving things that God has for us, right? Not the things that, you know, we just think we want, but if we want them in Christ, if we want them in Jesus, then he opens it up, and it's amazing. And so the more you please him, the more he's going to please you. Right, he's going to give you the desires of your heart, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Angela L. from the Carolinas, $7.77. Thank you for that, Angela. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for her desire to produce wealth and blessing for the kingdom of God. I thank you for her desire to walk, to not be the tail, but to be the head. You've called her to be a head and not the tail, in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Lord, that every way the enemy tries to come against her to try to make her the tail, that's just going to do an opposite effect. It's going to make her more the head under Jesus. He's called you to be the head and not the tail, to be up front with him and be a blessing, to be a leader in the kingdom. And leader means not just leading the way, but leader also means leading the way and, you know, producing wealth for the kingdom, leading the way in winning souls, leading the way. You can lead the way. Well, she's leading in this particular thing, yeah, because she's doing the best. And I thank you, Lord, for the quality of the best in her, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Anya. Thank you for the $10, Anya. God bless you from Maine. Thank you, Jesus. We just pray blessings on her family, God. I pray the family blessing on her, Father, in the name of Jesus, that all of her family, and all of her, that God wants to bring the wealth that's been robbed from your family, Anya, to you. He wants to bring that wealth to you. He wants to open it up for you. So I thank you, Jesus, for the wealth that's been robbed from her family, from her mothers and fathers and grandfathers and whoever else, in Jesus' name, and that those things be returned. And I command those things to be returned even now. Call forth those things, Anya, that have been robbed and stolen from your loved ones, because God says it's now time to take it all back in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hang on a second. All right, Anya, that was cool. Now, I've never gone there before, but I saw things that were stolen from you, from your family that belonged to you. Wow. So God's into paying back, right? He pays back. Yeah, he does. He pays back good. All right, Nicole, $2.22 and then $8.54. Thank you, Nicole, for that. We thank you, Jesus, for Nicole. I thank you, Lord, for the surrounding her with the cloud of witnesses, where she feels like she's knowing that she's involved in what heaven's involved in. She's involved with what God is doing. She's involved with the purposes of God, involved in the strategies of God, and catching those things and walking in those things. Because a lot of what the Holy Spirit does is he, through the revelation of the Word of God, you know, and teaching things, sharing the Word, he shows you his strategies. So sometimes you can interpret the Scripture because you see the strategy of God in a thing, right? So you can't just take the strategy because somebody else has the strategy and they're a well-known person, or, you know, sometimes God wants to show us the strategy of a thing. What's that Scripture mean? It's a strategy. It's one of God's strategies. Yeah. And God breaking the seal on, we're going to see God do things, Nicole, that we've never seen him do before in our generation. He's done it before in the Bible, but it's going to be hard for a lot of our people, especially our church people, to recognize it because they've never seen it before. How can we recognize something we haven't seen? Look in your Bible. That's where you look. You look in the Bible, in the Word of God. Well, we've never seen our generation. I know. We thought that passed away. Yeah, I know. So did I. But it hasn't. So there you go. All right, y'all. Awesome. Yeah, I know I said this earlier, but I've never had I've never had sinus problems like this before. I mean, it's just been crazy. My sinus is actually bleeding. You know, not bad, just teeny weeny bit, you know, but just I have a little bit going, I don't feel, this is like weird. So thank you guys for praying about all that. God is answering prayer, and I'm, as you can tell, I'm doing much, much better. I don't have COVID. I feel like I might have COVID. I wasn't sure there for a few days. I'm going like, man, I even had a fever. You know, I was like, uh-oh, I got something. And then I started hearing about the cedar fever, and, yeah, my sinus was really messed up. So thank you for helping me, everybody. We appreciate it. All right, Latoria, $10. Thank you, Latoria from Texas. Latoria's the one I tell you guys about that we were praying over her offering one night, like we are tonight, and all of a sudden the Spirit of God said, I'm going to pay off all your school debt. And I thought, did I hear that right? All your school debt? School debt, Latoria. And I didn't know how much that was. It could have been $10 or $10 million. I didn't have a clue. And I know she just graduated, so that was a very interesting timing word, too. And sure enough, 4 days later, and she'll tell you this, 4 days later, 4 or 5 days later, it happened. Exactly. She sent me a picture of the bill being paid. It was amazing. God is amazing. So thank you, Lord, for Latoria. Thank you, Lord, for her life. Thank you for the victory in her life, God. I thank you for raising her up, God, and using her as a standard bearer among her people, Father, and among people in general. Among her people, meaning, you know, the people her age, yes, and of her culture, but of all peoples, that her age, her generation, in Jesus' name, a generation changer, in the name of the Lord, bless her, God, with that. Amen. Shannon, $10. All right, he says, would you pray for my health, vitality and strength, healing and restoration, and... ended up getting an offer. Let's see. Hang on a second. I have my glasses on. All right, will you pray for my health, vitality, strength, healing, restoration, ending up getting a cold after getting attacked from witchcraft? So I've got a sore throat and a headache. Oh, bless your heart. I can relate to that one a little bit, at least. I don't know whether what that is exactly, but it's not fun, that's for sure. So thank you, Jesus, for God just showing Shannon how to live in health, showing Shannon how to live in healing, how to do it every day, not just, you know, once in a while. And I know you already do it that, to a certain degree, but to live in health in your mind, live in health in your thoughts. Thank you, Jesus, for living in health and vitality in his whole body, spirit, soul, and his will, emotions. In Jesus' name, that his emotions, God, you show him how to protect his emotions from emotional attacks. Amen, in Jesus' name, and help him get over this cold. Hallelujah. Sore throat and headache, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Sally, $17 from UK, London. Thank you, Sally. I just want to say thank you for everything you think about, because I guarantee you God's going to give you thoughts that are above your thoughts. And I see God breaking the oppression of the environment that you're in. I see God like helping create your own environment, you know, like his environment, but you creating it, you are yielding to it to where it becomes, you know, an environment that created in and through you by the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Jesus, for that environment, God, that in Jesus' name. And sure, will that environment be invaded at times? Absolutely. And come against? Absolutely. Because once you find yourself in a place of peace and rest, you know, the enemy's always going to be trying to stir that up, always going to be trying to mess that up. But I thank you, Lord, for showing Sally how to abide in that place of peace, God, how to abide in that place of rest and trust in Jesus' name, her own securities and own insecurities. God, and we all have. I have plenty of insecurities. I admit mine. Like, I love it when Sally admits her stuff, man. She doesn't try to hide things. And thank you, Jesus, for her honesty, God. And because of that, because of your honesty, Sally, and your desire to walk in freedom, yeah, that's why you're going to overcome it. And it's going to be awesome of creating an environment around you through the Holy Spirit, through your thoughts, through your spirit, through your ideas, the images you have of Christ. It's going to create an environment, like a cocoon around you. Amen. For protection. Yeah. Jeannie, $20. Thank you, Jeannie, for that $20. Thank you, Lord. Jeannie and Hollis have been moving out of their old property, trying to build fence. I mean, they're just hard-working people, man. It's some hard-working folk here. And true farmers, true ranchers, whatever you call them. So thank you, Jesus, for blessing them, Father, with the blessing of strength, of wisdom, of how to, you know, when you give them as you give them a plan, the rewards, God, as you reward Jeannie and Hollis for their service to you, God, as Jeannie has served you here at PGN for a while, quite a while, that you, the reward system that we get, Jeannie, as you've probably heard me talk about this, don't just show up in the realm of money. Say you need, sometimes you need healing, you don't need money, because, you know, I know some very wealthy people, extremely wealthy people who died of cancer or something or another. But so money didn't help them, right? So sometimes it's not money that we need help with. But whatever we need, when God rewards us, he rewards us, you know, with what we need. If that's healing, then he rewards us with healing. If it's money, he rewards us with money. If it's favor with people, we get that. Yeah, so let that come forth in the name of Jesus. Okay, when I was messing with my phone a while ago, I accidentally hit the mute button. So who's the last person you guys heard me praying for? Jeannie. Okay, thank you, Tanisha. Okay, Jeannie was the last person you heard me pray for. Oh, wow. Okay, thank you. The farmer. Thank you. Yeah, the farmer girl. Actually, they're more ranchers, but they're farmers. But I had to straighten that out real quick, too, right? Yeah. And I did. Yeah. All right. So we'll go back to Tanisha's word, the 2022 word. And it's because we're hearing a lot about treasures right now. So, and that God, showing you, Tanisha, how to treasure even the you know, like Joseph did. He treasured. What was so beautiful about Joseph is that he learned to treasure things. That's why God hooked him up to the treasure realm, right? That's why God hooked him up to okay, hang on a second. Okay, for Virginia, too, okay. All right, I'm going to try to remember that. Don't let me forget. And so when you learn, some people treasure all the beautiful, wonderful things that happen. But it's difficult to treasure the difficulties. But when you realize that most of the time through the difficult things, we get more treasure from heaven than we do on all the when everything's going wonderful. We get more treasures out of the difficult times. And so what I was seeing with you was that God's showing you how, and you're already doing this, how to treasure those dark hours, those dark moments, those times where it got dark and gets dark. That you because the Bible talks about the treasures are in the darkness. God, you know, is in the treasures are in the darkness, in the darkness, I'm going to talk about this soon, but about all different levels of darkness. People think darkness is just demonic attack, and it is. But sometimes God allows us to go through dark times. He allowed Joseph to go through a dark time, and that became the greatest time of where he gathered together treasures than ever. That's where he learned wisdom on how to deal with people he'd never dealt with before. He learned how to deal with the Egyptians. He didn't understand, but he was fixing to deal with Egyptians. He was about to deal with all kinds of people. He was going to save the world, basically. And so when he found out that, you know, he learned to treasure every moment. He treasured everything God had told him and did, and he treasured God. And the more you treasure God, the more God pours out his treasure on you. So I think, you know, that just like Joseph, that Tanisha treasures those things, even those hard times, those difficult times. Because those are the times that we usually grow more. Those are the times that we really become more needy, and we tap into the treasures of heaven more than we do any other time. Thank you for that, Jesus, with Tanisha, Father, in Jesus' name. For Terrence, God, that increase and multiply him, Father, in Jesus' name, that you shed abroad in his heart the love of God like never before. Because when love is moving forward, we can't lose. We cannot lose when we walk in love. When you walk in love, nothing can take you down. When you walk in love, nothing can take you out. Nothing. Because love conquers all things. And I thank you, Lord, for shedding abroad in Terrence, in his heart, the love of the Father. In Jesus' name. And for pray for Zena tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you for Zena. Okay. Okay. Hang on a second. All right. For Zena, we thank you, Lord, for Zena, and we thank you, Lord, for that. That you bring your mighty deliverance. We thank you for mighty salvation. We thank you for signs, wonders, and miracles, God. We thank you for showing your mighty hand, Father, and touching Zena, Father, that you would touch her. Move her. The greatest miracle of all is for God to touch those that have been, you know, in the position of given some type of an authority to mess with us at whatever level that is. And I thank you, Jesus, that we bless her. We don't do anything but just bless her, Father. We thank you, Lord, that your treasures that are being administered to her, even though she may think she's doing other things, we thank you, Lord, that your treasures through her are being made manifest. And if we treasure those moments where things go wrong and things happen that are against us, that when we treasure them, when we start treasuring when it seems like God has given someone authority to deal with us at the moment, at least harass us or whatever, those are dark moments. Sometimes God dwells in darkness. Sometimes God dwells in the darkness. And we thank you, Jesus, that as we deal with these situations, these people in our lives, that we will find ourselves in the treasure realm. Hallelujah, where nothing can conquer us. Hallelujah. All right, Greg, $10. Thank you, Greg. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for Greg. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you are opening him up to the power of resurrection that have been dead, things that have been put to sleep, been, put aside or whatever you want to say, and that you bring them back. You're the God of the comeback. You're the God of, like when Jesus died, you know, they all just thought, man, we were deceived. We thought he was the Messiah. He's supposed to reign on the throne forever, and now he's dead. So what? How could we have believed that? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you know, everything that they knew was true, it came about in a different way than they thought. They never thought he'd have to die, but he died. And they also thought he'd never leave, but he left. But he also sent back power of the Holy Spirit, so they could rule and reign. And I thank you, Lord, for the ruling and reigning realm. In Jesus' name, and Greg, God, teach them how to yield the Holy Spirit to rule and to reign, take authority and dominion over things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Donald and Tanya, Thank you, Lord, for Donald and Tony. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of favor upon them, Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving them a name. Are you going to give them a name, Father? In Jesus' name, going to give them a name that people will go, you know, like God changed the name of Jacob, right? Changed his name. I thank you, Lord, for the name-changing process in their life, God. You changed, you know, sometimes changing the name. You know, I don't know what that means, but changing the name. And identifying things with name. And that's why sometimes God changes our names. So we thank you, Jesus, for the name changing, for the advent of Christ Jesus, the preparation of the Lord in Donald and Tony's life, God, that they're going to begin to see more and more and more that Christ is coming, and to look for that coming. And because we do, it purifies us to know that he could come back soon, very, very soon, and give them that awakening, Father, like never before, about the coming of Christ, Father, and what he's going to do and what it's going to be like, that we can begin to imagine it. Because, you know, honest to God, I've never been this close to believing this, you know, in this strong before. So it's been a trip for me. I'm just being honest. It's been a trip for me. You know, if God hadn't have told me himself that when Joe Biden became president, in my stomach exploded the reverential power of God and said, you know, everything I've told you is going to come to pass, then I kind of went, wow, that's scary, because everything you told me is about the second coming, basically. Yeah. And so the Antichrist, the whole thing, I mean, and I never asked for it. I never asked for any of that. Never. And I would have never asked. But God showed it. Unless you're going to find that out in Donald and Tony, you're going to find out that God doesn't do things because you ask him to always. There's the asking realm. That's important. But there's also the realm where he just shows you things, you know, because he knows you're going to tell it the way you get it and not add to it. Amen. All right, Sandra, $25. Thank you, Sandra, for that $25. How are you? Thank you, Jesus, Father, for being above board. And God, I thank you for the honesty and the integrity, God, that you're working into Sandra and her whole life, God. Not just integrity of between human beings, but the integrity of God, the integrity of God, working in the integrity of God, where, you know, when you work in the integrity of God and when you work in his realm of integrity, it's different than the human integrity. Because integrity from God is you hear what he says and you do it. That's why the Bible says, Jesus said, my mothers and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. True integrity from God is hearing what he says and then doing it, hearing, doing it. So God's really going to open you up to his integrity, where God's going to say, Sandra, she has integrity. And what he's going to mean is, you know, not just human integrity among men, on people, but with the Father. And so, because she does, she's my daughter. She's my family. When I tell her to do something, she does it. When I recommend something for her to do, she willingly does it. And so that's what people do what they say they're going to do. So with God, is we do what God says we're supposed to do. So I thank you, Lord, for opening up that realm to her, God, Father, in Jesus' name, and blessing her and multiplying her and letting her name be known as a person of integrity. That when God tells her to do something, she does it. She doesn't just say it and then not do it. She says it and she does it, or God tells her and she does it. Yeah, that's true integrity from the Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Paulette, $40. Thank you, Paulette. Pray for Paulette's daughter, Kayla. Pray for her yesterday and tonight. Pray for her again right now. Thank you, Jesus, for covering her, for covering Paulette's sweet baby doll child, Father. She's not a baby, but when they're your babies, they're always your babies, right? No matter how old they get. So we thank you, Jesus, for Paulette. We thank you for blessing her, for blessing Kayla, for causing her to know that you love her, Jesus, that it's about love, that you're forgiving, you're gracious, We can be honest with you, God. We may not always be honest with people about things, because sometimes I'm not saying it's good to be dishonest, but sometimes you can't tell people everything. So give her the wisdom of what she can share and what she can't share, and what she can say and what she can't say, what her daughter can say and what she can't say, and give her wisdom. All of that, Father, in Jesus' name. And open her up to wisdom and being able to be a blessing by totally lining up with about how we deal with people, how we deal with friends, how we deal with enemies, and how we deal with a situation, Father, because that stuff is very important to getting our blessings and getting things turned around. To bless those who curse us and to do good to those who despitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us. That taps us into the treasure realm. And I guarantee you, when you tap into the treasure realm, you got God's treasures. And his treasures, they don't get destroyed. They don't get stolen. Teaching her daughter and her, Paulette, in new ways how to step into the treasure realm, Father, where moth or rust don't happen. It doesn't happen. Things don't get stolen. Things don't decay and get corrupted. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, the treasure room. Hallelujah. God's talking about that a lot. You know, and I hear this stuff a lot in my spirit, and you hear me prophesying this over people. It's not because I got nothing else to prophesy over people. It has nothing to do with what I got for anybody. It has to do with, what God is saying and how he's trying to identify the treasure room to everything we say and do. Yeah, it's really important. All right, Deborah and John. Deborah's one of our hosts on Tuesdays. Thank you, Deborah, for serving God at MPGN. And thank you, John, for letting her do that. And for that $53. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And God, let this be a year of revelation, Father, of tapping into the treasures of God, the whole treasure room, where nothing can be stolen, nothing can be robbed, nothing can decay, nothing can be... It can be destroyed. It can't rust. It's blessed. It comes from heaven in Jesus' name. It's there. It's even though it's in the earth, it has God's protection all over it, over our families, over our children, over their families, in Jesus' name, over their business name. God, I declare their business name to be blessed. I declare their business name to spread in Jesus' name with integrity. I thank you, Lord, for the business name. To open up to a whole other dimension, that their business name, Father, like Jacob's name was changed because he was doing business with God now in a way that was going to be brand new. He was a businessman already and a good one, but God moved into a whole different level in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let it be done, Father. Amen for Deborah and John. Yeah, we seal that by the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. Our name. God builds or makes our name a treasure to people. People look at us, they think about us, they think about treasures, think about blessings. Let that be with Deborah and John, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, Martine, $77.25. Thank you for that, Martine. Thank you, God, for the proactive work you're doing in her life, God, in Jesus' name. And the people around her, Father, you're teaching her how to deal with things. She's having to deal with things she's never dealt with before. Some disappointments, some new adventures. You've really entered into a new season of adventures, Martine. And that becomes scary because new adventures get us out of the boat where we're comfortable, right? Where we're having to, pay more attention, than ever before. And, what's going on? Stay focused on Jesus. I'm no longer in the boat where I can just sit there and trust the boat. No, I've got my eyes on the Lord. And so Thank you, Jesus, for this new adventure season that she's in, God, of having to deal with things of disappointment, of you know, family members, things that, you know, people that she dealt with in business, whatever thing, disappointments. Thank you, Lord, for that. Teaching her how to handle things at a whole new level. Because when you walk in the water, that means you're in a new adventuresome moment. And you learn that the intensity is heavier, but the victories are greater too. Amen. Let that be done, Father. Lead her and guide her, Jesus, into all truth. All right, Andrika, $50 from the family and $50 for ESW Auto Sales. We thank you for ESW Auto Sales tonight, God. We thank you for the name above names, for the name of Jesus to be intertwined with ESW Auto Sales, Father. So when people think about ESW Auto Sales, they think about a place of treasures, of blessings. In Jesus' name, so you intertwine the ESW Auto Sales name with Christ, with Jesus, with treasures. With when you get something from here, you're getting the blessing. In Jesus' name, you're getting the treasure. You're meeting the treasure people who run the operation. You're getting the treasure blessings. When something goes wrong, we take care of it. When something goes right, it causes, you know, so making all things work together for good, right? Yeah, because in business, there's always things that integrity is tested, and we do good. Then people go, well, no matter what, I mean, you know, they're blessed. They take care of business. They take care of things. You can trust them. They're a treasure. Let that be done with ESW Auto Sales in Jesus' name. All right. And then $50 for Andrika and her family. For Tyreek, $12. We thank you, Lord, for Tyreek. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for $12.50 for Tyreek. Thank you, Jesus, for the peace of God. God, I just speak peace over Tyreek in Jesus' name. Torre. What am I doing here? I don't know what I'm doing. Hang on a second. Give me a second here. Tyreek, I don't know why. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, Lord, for Tyreek and Torah. I'm praying for both of them right now. I combined them together without even realizing I was doing it. Tyreek and Torah, $12.50 apiece. We thank you, Jesus, for giving them peace, God, Lord, because when you walk in peace, everything in you can recognize. When you walk in peace, it enables you to recognize the gifts in you, the callings in you, the blessings in you, the abilities that God has given you. Because when you're at peace, you can recognize them. Everything's stirred up all the time. You're distracted. And thank you, Lord, for the peace of God in Tyreek and Torre. In Jesus' name. You know, Andrika, what happened right then, right now, is that, you know, I've prayed over them many times. I know their names, but when I start praying for them, without me even trying to, I prayed for both of them, their names, and not even realizing I was doing it until I go, I think I just heard myself say something. And then I realized, God, that's your seed. That's the blessing, God, for the gifts and the talents and the abilities and the peace of God within them, God, to be able to recognize. Because when you live in peace, you identify your blessings, who you are, and people want to be around you, and it creates a favor thing that goes on in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Chris, $12.50. We thank you, Lord, for Chris. We thank you, Lord, for the endurance, giving him the spirit of endurance to endure things, to be able to endure pain and suffering, to be able to endure, you know, when things go wrong, things go right, whatever the thing is, that he endures it. And when you endure things, that means that you're able to, you don't panic, you don't freak out, you handle things with, I thank you, Lord, for that supernatural power for him to endure. And to, because when you walk in endurance, things try to take you out, but you endure. You know, you're enduring. You endure in Jesus' name. Let that be done, Father, for Chris, in Jesus' name. And in drinking 12:50, we thank you, Lord, for I see your head being, you're like your your shoulders going back and your head going up. Like God is imbuing you with courage in your backbone, like your spinal cord, like supernatural. We all have courage to a certain degree, but when you get supernatural courage, that's like supernatural faith. That's the faith of Christ. That's an empowerment in Jesus' name. Your shoulders going back, your head going up, saying, I'm not going to put up with that anymore. Or I'm declaring the blessing of God. Now, sometimes God tells us to drink it like God deals with things point where if it doesn't change, he deals with it at a whole different level. And so he puts this anger on it. You know, God's anger is a righteous anger. He deals with things because they need to be done. And sometimes things don't change until we, you know, point the finger at it, so to speak, and deal with it with authority. And God's showing you how to do that, when to do that. And, so the confidence level I see you walking in. Hallelujah, the confidence level. Like, I am not putting up with that anymore. And it's because God is saying, don't put up with that anymore. You see it all through the scripture. Yeah. Amen. All right. Okay, let's go here and see what's going on. Regina, $40. Thank you, Regina. Let's go here. Hang on a second. Yeah, $40. Thank you, Regina. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for the Triple A's. Pray for Aaron also. Pray for Triple A and Aaron. Their father, who lost his mother last week, funeral is on Saturday. Okay, so that's coming up here in a couple of days. Yep, them must share funerals, and it's a difficult thing. But thank you, Jesus, for bringing them through that, Father, for the Triple A's and for Aaron. God, that we thank you, Jesus, that for the Triple A's, God, we thank you for giving them your grace. And your mercy and your tenderness, God, let the tenderness of God be birthed in them at this hour. Tenderness of Jesus be birthed in them in this beautiful way, Father, that they can begin to see and think in a more tender, fashion, in a more loving fashion, in a more tender way. God, sometimes God does things, Regina, as you know, to bring, you know, us to more tenderness. And I think I see God opening up the tender realm to be tender. And for the Triple A's, and in Jesus' name, hallelujah, to make them tender, bring them to the tender heart of God in Jesus' name, where they can be tender and compassionate and understanding in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for the power of resurrection in their life, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Aaron, probably pray for Aaron. God, we thank you that Aaron will... You're working a thing. You're devising some things for him, for Aaron and Aaron's life, in Jesus' name, to work and deal with and open up Aaron's heart to submitting to God, to submitting to the will of the Father, even to submitting to, I don't know if he's called to the ministry or what it is, but I feel like I want to say that about him. But he needs to be submitting to God in a brand new way, and God's going to open up his heart to do that. In the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Yeah. All right, we pray for Regina tonight too. We pray for Regina tonight too, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're opening up Regina's heart, Father, to the mother heart of Regina, God. Mother of Zion, for some reason, I don't know what I want to say that for, but mother of Zion, like mother of, you know, a mother figure in the kingdom of God. Lord, do you make Regina, you give her that honor, the honor of being like a chosen vessel of motherhood, being a mother, of being a mother to God's children, of being a mother who gets wisdom, who cares about people as a mother does, who loves people as a mother does. God, in Jesus' name, open up that dimension to her, Father, to the body of Christ, not just to her own children, Lord, and to her family, but to the body of Christ, to pray and to believe and to maybe just talk to people in general. And that mother part of her, God, the loving mother, God giving wisdom to her as a mother of God, as a mother, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's just like I want to call you, you know, a mother of Zion or something. It's really unusual. So open that up for her, Father, broaden her heart, increase her heart level, be able to walk in that in Jesus' name. Amen. A whole nother level. In the name of the Lord. Hang on a minute. Okay. Move on to the next one. Chris, $100. Thank you, Chris, from Texas. We bless you, Chris, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the heart you've given him, God, to be a blessing to you. That, you know, sometimes people want God to be a blessing to them, and of course we do, but that you put in Chris's heart to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to God, to be a friend of God, to think of God not only as your spirit, as your Father, as your God, as your Lord, as your Master, but as your friend, you know, and who you care about. And, you know, so you want to be a blessing to him. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, you've given Chris a heart for that, Father, to be friends with you, to work with you in a friendship with him, not in a, you know, all the time, fear and reverence for all things. I mean, that's part of it. But we live in, you know, like Moses had a thing where he, when God first started calling him from the burning bush, he was on his way to Egypt, and God was going to kill him. He said, I'm going to kill you. You know, if you don't circumcise your kid, I'm going to kill you. That's what he said. It's crazy. And so all of a sudden, he went from, like, being woo at the bush to, like, if you don't circumcise that child, I'm going to kill you. And even his own wife got mad and said, you know, you're a man of blood. You're a bridegroom of blood or something like that. But that just shows you how God's just, you know, you need to quit resisting me. You know, so it's like, you know, we see God with the thing where he talks tough to us, and then we see that you know, where the Bible calls Moses a friend of God, and he had friendship with God. God grew him into a friendship with him, a friendship relationship. It doesn't happen overnight. It's how much you obey me. Why do you do what you do? Do you do it because you fear me, or do it because you want to obey me? It's about why we do what we do. So Lord, I thank you for giving Chris all the whys, all the real whys, all the God whys. You know, we do it because we love him, we serve him, we are his friend. We know how we get the heart of God about how much he needs people to obey his voice, because he knows exactly what he wants. He knows exactly what the root to every issue is. He knows exactly what the root to every blessing is. And yet we try to add our thing to it. So when he finds somebody that will do what he says the way he says it, it's a blessing. He calls them friends. Yeah, he's going to call you friend. Amen. It's teaching you how to be a friend, a real friend. All right, Noel, $100. Thank you, Noel, for that. Thank you for your comment about what we're doing for the body of Christ and the treasures. I'm looking forward to it. I wish I had more to do with it. You're welcome, Regina. Thank you. I wish I had more to do with it, Noel, but, you know, the Lord just, he's just so amazing, so gracious. You know, I do my best, as you know, to just do what he says and put it into action. You know, God has called us to be action people. That's what he called you to be, as an action person. That's why he says, my mothers and brothers, hear the word of God and action it, or do it. Hear the word of God and do it. Action people. God's looking for action people. That's why the book of Acts is an action people. These people, it wasn't that they were doing things on their own. God came on them, and they yielded to it, and therefore he did his work through them. In other words, he couldn't do his work without them. And people struggle with that, but I'm telling you, it's a fact that you're an action person. God, I ask you to bless the action part of Noel, Father, where she acts, what she does. The book of Acts of God are where God speaks to a human being, and they do their part. If everybody would just do their part, Noel, whether that's business, ministry, you know, preaching, teaching, prophet, you know, whatever the things are, if everybody would just do their part, then God will be a lot happier. Right. Yeah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Noel. Amen. The action girl. All right, Cheryl, $200. Thank you, Cheryl, Florida. Thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Jesus, for Cheryl from Florida. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, for increasing her, for multiplying her, for adding to her, adding the benefits of God. You know, I keep hearing the word about the benefits of God. I know there's a scripture that talks about the benefits of God. Hold on a second. All right, I'm going to try my best to look up something, the benefits of God. Okay. I don't know the benefits of God. I'm just hearing a word about that. And it's kind of like an insurance deal. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like don't have any. Hang on a second. I've got to go get mine. Okay, I'm back. Okay, my battery cable was not in here. I didn't get it. My battery's going down. All right. Thank you, Lord, for the benefits of God. Man, I don't even know what that's about exactly. When I thought about the word benefits, Cheryl, I thought about, you know, like an insurance deal. And, you know, and all the benefits you have, like in a company when you have benefits, you know, employment, unemployment benefits, and all the benefits. That would make sense with, I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm getting. And I don't even understand it. Maybe you will. Like he's talking about here, I'm just looking up the benefits of God. Honestly, there's not a lot that comes up. I can't see any scriptures at all with that sermons on Psalms 25. Okay, maybe we have something here. Let me see if I can do this. I know there's a scripture. There has to be a scripture about it because it's so predominant in my mind right now. Psalms 25. I can just read it to you, I guess. Yeah, that's a long scripture. All right, I don't know what to do. I plead for deliverance and forgiveness. To you, Lord, I lift up my soul. Oh, my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those who be ashamed, let those who be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause, treacherously. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day long. Remember, Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness. These are the benefits of God, I got a feeling. That's what this is for. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. Amen to that. According to your mercies, remember me for your goodness sake. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to keep to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. This is David talking about here. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall put my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let not me be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of the troubles. Wow. I just read 22 scriptures, 22 verses over all right. Just pull. Okay, awesome. All right. Very, very good. Very, very good. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So that was for you, Cheryl, the benefits of the Lord. I don't know why I've read that, but I haven't done that in a long time. Just for you, Jesus, there you go. Thank you, Jesus, for Cheryl. Amen. Bless her in Jesus' name. All right, we got Daniel, $250. Thank you, Daniel, for that $250. We bless you. We speak comfort to you. We speak strength to you. We speak victory to you. We speak overcoming power to you. We speak the resurrection life of Jesus to you. And we thank you, Lord, for the power of resurrection. God, that the ability to raise up when everything seems to be going contrary, God, that you are the God of intervention. You intervene in Jesus' name in the affairs of men when we ask you to, when we respect you, when we honor you, when we glorify you. And I thank you for the glory of God on Daniel. I thank you for the manifestation of the blessings on his life, God, that he's going to be blessed going in and coming out. Father, in Jesus' name, that restoring to him the life of a man of God, in Jesus' name, of a person who serves Jesus, who loves Jesus, who puts Jesus first, who calls on God at every event, in Jesus' name, for help, that we don't trust in ourselves, but we trust in the living God. We thank you, Lord, for every verse in Scripture that's in Daniel's heart, God, that he will begin to lean upon the word of the Lord as never before, trust in him, be blessed by him, be conquered by him, through him, and conquer all things through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. May a mighty river of life flow into your being and resurrect your body in every area that it needs resurrection in. If you got anything that's slow or you know, not working like it should, in Jesus' name, come alive. Come alive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and live to the glory of God. Amen and amen. All right, really awesome. I don't have a clue what that was about, but God does. So we just thank him for every work he's doing. And the word of the Lord is powerful. There's nothing more powerful than the word of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us the ability to speak it and to declare and decree it so that it, begins to happen, it begins to be created All things were created through the Word. There was nothing that was created that was created without the Word. In Jesus' name. All right. Karen, thank you, Karen, for that $5. I think it's $5. Let me see. Yeah, Karen, thank you for that $5. Thank you, Jesus, for Karen. Well, we thank you for opening up your peace and your tranquility to her, Father, that she will walk in peace and tranquility, that men will not be able, human beings will not be able to stir her up or to cause her to fear or tremble, but she will only fear and tremble at the word of the Lord, not be threatened by men, not be threatened by what people say and do, but only do we respect and honor and highly honor the word of God and the word of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that we don't submit to fear of any kind. We don't let the enemy in any way divide us from God in any sense or fashion or form. So the Bible says, what shall separate me from the love of God? Shall persecution, troubles, all kind of, nothing shall separate me. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God. In the name of in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And Nicole just gave 77.27. Thank you for that. Hang on a second. Everybody, hang on a second. All right, Nicole, 77.27. Thank you for that. Nicole teaches our teacher. Has a show where she's teaching about the end times. Very, very good. You need to get in on for that. And I will let you know she's there every Sunday around 12 noon. So, you know, thank God for that. So let's get ready to enjoy that with her. And very, very interesting. All right. In a second. All right, Nicole, thank you for the 77.27, and thank you, Jesus, for making known, God, your word, making known your word to her, making known your word, making known your favor. Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor, that what she sees in the Bible, she will it will be written, it's being written in her heart, where she will take it personal, like when God says this in his word, I take it personal, it's written in my heart, it's engrafted within me. And she takes it personal, and that's what makes it happen and work. We've talked about this for a long time, but when the Word of God, when revelation is the Word becoming personal. So I thank you, Lord, when we get scriptures from Him, from the Lord, about ourselves, or about our family, or about our future, that we let that be engrafted because it becomes very personal to us. We become that, or we know that's going to be because you have made it us. Because God makes His Word us, He puts it in us. We can't falter and fail when the Word of God is engrafted in you. It becomes personal, that your Word becomes personal, Jesus. We're talking about the Word. We're talking about Jesus. We just the book of Revelation is about Christ, really, the revelation of Christ, and all about everything He wants to show us about the future. And, yeah, so praise God for that, and that people will take it very personal, that Nicole will teach it from a very personal perspective, as you give it to her, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So it'll be more impactful and more powerful in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Marge at $30. Thank you, Marge, for that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that $30. Lord, we just bless Marge tonight, God. Increase her, multiply her abundantly. Let her walk in abundance, God. Bless her in an abundance, Father, because of her heart trembles after God. Her heart trembles before the word. She trembles before the word of God. Her heart trembles at the word. When you tremble at the word, that means that you respect it, you honor it, you reverence, you respect it. And I thank you, Jesus, that Marge's heart that trembles at the word of God, like, yes, God, if you don't give it to me, I'm not going to get it. If you don't bless me with this, I'm not going to be blessed. Bless me, God, like Jacob did when he wrestled with God. He said, if you don't bless me, I'm not going to be, bless me. I'm not going to let go of you until you bless me. I thank you, Lord, that's the way Marge is. She's not going to let go of anything until you bless her, God, in Jesus' name. She will hang on and not let go with all of her strength, all of her might, until you bless her, God, in Jesus' name. I will give her the strength to wrestle with you, not fight you, but wrestle with you, Jesus, for the truth, for the blessing, in Jesus' name, for the full manifestation. Wrestling is more about getting the full manifestation of God. We want it all. All right, that's our greed. That's wisdom. We want it all from you, Father. Do it for March. In Jesus' name. All right, Jeff and Uke. Thank you, Jeff and Uke. $88.88. Thank you. We just bless you in Jesus' name for increasing them, God, for making things new, making things brand new, a brand new thing. I know you got a new business you're getting going on. Thank you, Lord, for showing them how to let the Word of God work in their midst, learn how to let the Holy Spirit work in their midst, how to give them favor, how to give them signs when they need signs to know, am I going the right direction, am I doing the right thing? Give them little signs here and there. Let them be aware of the signs that you give so they don't miss it. For you do give signs, signs and wonders are in the Bible. And so they come in many fashions and many forms. They're not always great big. Sometimes they're a little bitty, just enough to, it happens enough times, in different ways where you go, wow, that's from God. That's from God. But they will recognize the signs along the way, Father. You're on the right road. You're on the right path. Increase that, multiply that, Father. In the name of Jesus, bring them together with the right people. Let the people that they deal with, Father, see that they have a heart for God, that they have a heart for business, and they're going to do whatever God says. In Jesus' name, not going to compromise. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see here. All right, y'all. All right, let's see here. Hang on a second. All or not. All right, let's go here and look around and make sure. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, let's pray for Carmen tonight. Thank you, Carmen, for being such a blessing to the body of Christ, being a blessing to PGN. God has called you to, like you did with Solomon. I keep thinking about the word I got about you with Solomon. And it was just kind of like almost opposite, but yet very much the same, where it was the heart of Solomon and the heart of the widow with the two mites. Remember that? She had two mites. And yet Jesus says she gave more than all the rich people. And yet I was hearing that God gave me the heart of Solomon. Solomon was a very rich person, but he also gave like she gave. She was a person who gave in human eyes. It's like, oh, that's not much. She's not really helping that much, but God doesn't look at it like that. He looks at it like from the heart. And yet Solomon gave 1,000 bulls, as you know. And God says, God was impressed with that. He said, okay, Solomon, what do you want? And how God connected that. I've never connected that. I've never seen that before, that connection with the wealth of Solomon. And yet out of his wealth, he gave like the widow did, right? That was absolutely amazing. Thank you, Lord, for that favor. Thank you, Lord, for that. Things seem like they're not all that great on the outside, but there's a lot more to it on the inside. And I thank you, Lord, for showing her what the treasure on the inside of things. Amen. So in Jesus' name, let that be done. God, give her peace, give her rest. Let her enemies become friends with her, and that her friends become those who are that try to be enemies will become friends, and you'll make her enemies her friends. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. In Jesus' name, there you go. Yeah. Amen. So let that be done, Father, right now by the power of God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let her move into that friendship realm with God where, you know, no enemy can ever conquer us. Right? Because we don't make enemies out of people. If anybody becomes our enemy, they become our enemy because they chose to. Right? And so the Bible says if anybody has aught against you, go to them. So even in everything we do, God's saying, you know, make sure you make friends with your enemies. Leave your gift at the altar and go, you know, to the person who has something against you. That person had nothing against anybody, but that he said, if you bring your gift to the altar and find it that someone has aught against you, leave your gift to the altar and go get it. That's how important God is thinking about this thing about enemies and friends and people with grievances, that it get at least we're trying to get that right the best we can, because this it causes a blessing to come on us. Because we're true peacemakers in Jesus' name. All right. I got another Cheryl here. You saved $5. Thank you, Cheryl. So $5. Thank you, Lord, for that. God, just show Cheryl your favor, Father, that you care for her, God, that her heart will begin to be warmed again. In Jesus' name, you're going to warm her heart, Father. I see God like warming your heart. You know, sometimes we go through hard times, and it gets tough. It gets like we get rigid. I know I do. When I'm going through hard times, I'm on guard. I'm ready to, you know, get my sword out any minute. And so really interesting how that, you know, God does that. So thank you, Jesus, for blessing Cheryl, Father, with your favor. Amen. In Jesus' name. And that she will know who her friends are, who her enemies are, and how to deal with them. And in Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for the love you're putting in her heart, and warming her heart with a new level of love, and opening her up to love God in Jesus' name, where she will draw the love. Cheryl draws things to you. Draw it out of God. He will draw it. How do you do that? By loving Him, by worshiping Him, by loving God and loving people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And things get drawn to you. You don't have to go after them. They get drawn to you. All right. Oh, yes. Yes, could you pray for my husband, Mark? We are having marriage issues again. Yes, struggling. All right. Yes, thank you, Deborah. Deborah and Mark, thank you, Jesus, Lord, for your grace and God, your compassion, Father, that you bring true peace and not false peace, God. Sometimes we have false peace. We have things underlining things that need to be dealt with and dealt with properly. And God, we thank you for the grace and the mercy. We speak peace to the situation, Father, in Jesus' name, for Mark. And yeah, so God, that you deal with that and bring true peace to that situation, Father, in the name of the Lord. And we speak over it that you know, all the underlying things where we think we have peace and things seem to be coming back and haunt us, you know, or mess with us or underlying things. We thank you, Jesus, for healing wounds, Father, when we have a wound and somebody touches it, you know, if it's not healed, it hurts. It hurts bad. And sometimes we do that to each other. And I thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your grace upon Deborah and Mark, Father, that you will work in there that will uncover, you know, the things that are hidden. Like I've had, you know, things in my life that were hidden. I didn't know they were, I wasn't hiding them, but they were hidden in me that I, you know, didn't realize that I hadn't, you know, forgiven people, and I haven't dealt with the things I needed to deal with. So it's like, wow, it's amazing. And so God began to show me, and show me how to set myself free. I mean, he set me free, but, you know, how to yield to it. And really, truly amazing how the grace of God works in the midst of all that. And hang on a second. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the power of your deliverance, Father, and Mark, and that situation, Father. You are the one who delivers. You're the one who shows the way. You reveal the way that we need to know. We can walk in it and abide in it. In Jesus' name, peace be still. In Jesus' name, be made whole right now in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry, Jim, I missed that. I didn't see that earlier, so I apologize. Okay. All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike. How much, you know, I can't go through it right now. How much is it? How much did you put in there? I don't see it right now. Can't get into that account for some reason at this moment. Okay, hang on a minute. I'm having a little bit of an internet issue here, so give me just a moment. Oh, there you go. I see. Okay, so you gave $20, $22, $22, and $2. I just saw that. Thank you for that. That's 40, 42, 43, 44, 44, 22. All right. Thanks for asking. Thanks for getting me to look at that. I hadn't looked at it yet, honestly. So thank you. Yes, thank you for that. I appreciate that. So thank you, Jesus, for my brother God. I thank you for the confidence you and God build your confidence in each other, that speaks to you, you do what he says, and when you say you're going to do something, you say what you're going to do because God's telling you to do it, and learning how that whole thing with integrity works, where God is increasing your integrity more and more and more as we go, where when what we say what we're saying, that God is saying, and God speaks to us, we say that. Instead of, you know, many times I say my own thing, and then I have to follow up with, you know, me trying to make it come to pass, or me make it work, or me do, you know, we all do this stuff. And God says, you know, Brandy, my mothers and brothers who hear the word of God and do it, when you hear what I say, you do it. That's the highest level of integrity. So I'm learning about this. God, show me about this. He said, walk in integrity, Randy. Integrity isn't just doing things before men as a man pleaser, but it is doing things before me that when I tell you to do something, you do it. And when you have integrity in me, your integrity is supernatural. So God's imparting to you supernatural integrity. so that you can, so that when you walk in supernatural integrity, this is what I'm learning to do now. Thank you, God. Finally, I'm learning what truth, because I always wonder what integrity is with God. God showed me a whole different level of integrity. It's when you do what I tell you to do, even if it doesn't make any sense with anybody, even if everybody else says that's not integrous, you're not a patriot, you're not a this, you're not that. But when you do what God says, that's the only thing that matters, and that's true integrity with God. So when you have integrity with God, whatever you ask God, you know, like with Solomon, God says, you know, what do you want, Solomon? Why? Because God saw the integrity in Solomon. And then, so I thank you, Jesus, for my brother, the integrity you placed within him, Father, how to do what he says and say what he does, because you tell him, not because he's working a thing and trying to do his best, but it's because he's doing stuff from the word of God, from the word of the Lord. And empower him, God, and increase him and multiply him in Jesus' name as he increases his business. He said, Mike is saying here that he had some business things going on. That is so awesome. God's opening up some business things with him. That is really, really cool. Contract signed today, a year contract. Then it will be another one, $5,000 in 2 weeks. That's not including other business. All right. That's really awesome. Yeah, I believe it. Thank God. That's amazing. God is gracious. All right, hang on a second. Okay. All right, Valerie. Thank you, Valerie. Jesus. You're welcome, Deborah. Thank you. Thank you, Shannon. You're welcome for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You're welcome, Regina. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Switch. All right, Valerie. Thank you, Valerie. All right. Yeah. Yeah, God's showing you how to walk in integrity. And, you know, we have integrity between human beings, right? But then when we have integrity with God, that means that he's called us, number one, he's chosen us, number two, and we do what he says, number three. And that's what he says true integrity is. It's God showing us how to walk in. When you walk in integrity with God, that's why he said, my mothers and brothers, who hear the word of God and do it, that they do what he says. Therefore, they have integrity with him. Like Moses had integrity with God. Abraham had integrity with God. Why? Because he did what God asked him to do. So that's what God's called you to, is to do what he said, be his servant. Yeah, great work. All right, Valerie. Thank you, Valerie, for that. Yes, thank you, Jesus, for Valerie. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Valerie tonight, Father. We thank you for the communion of the Holy Spirit with her, Father. Teach her how easy it is. We're made. Here's the thing, Valerie. We're made for communion with God. We're made for talking with Him. We're made for listening to Him. We're made. It's like a baby, like your children. When they were born, they had ears, right? They had a tongue, right? They had a brain. So when you're born again, you're born like a human being's born. You're born with the ability to hear, the ability to see, the ability to smell, the ability to talk, and all that talk. When you're born again, all that is to talk with God and to listen to God. That's what all that's about. And so God's really opening you up to that fact that communion with God is it's so simple, it's so easy that we just totally misunderstand it. I mean, I have for years, I so complicated and made God's, a relationship with God so like, oh God, I hope you hear me today. And it's like, man, I'm right there inside you. What do you mean? You know, it's like, I still don't have it all together by any means, but He starts showing me, I just talk with my breath. You know, He's in me. He's right there with us to commune with Him, Valerie, to show you how to talk with Him, listen to Him, because it's just like when we're born again, we're created with all that ability to talk, hear, and listen. We don't get that. We don't get ears to hear, you know, 20 years into it. Okay, God, give me ears to hear. And we're born with that. We're born with it, and we learn how to function in it and live in it. And it's truly amazing. Yeah. And so, just like the integrity works, it's kind of like, you know, we've been given ears to hear and eyes to see, and eyes to see Him, ears to hear Him, a mouth to talk to Him. And so when you realize that, then it's easy to obey Him. And that's what gives us integrity with God, is that we just, like a child, loves his daddy. A child loves their daddy and wants to obey them, wants to please them, you know, trust them just without even trying to trust them. It's just built in you to trust God. And God's going to really open that up for you, that you see that everything that you need is already built in you through your born-again experience with Him. And it's not something you're going to get. It's something that you have, that you're blessed with already, and it's going to open you up to show you how easy, my yoke is easy, my ability to communicate with you is easy. Why? Because you have ears to hear. You already have it. You have, you know, the ability to communicate with God. So thank you, Lord, for Valerie, and bless her, Jesus. And let her see how easy it is and how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is and how natural it is. Hallelujah. Yeah, treasure the word that you get. If you don't treasure it, it won't be a treasure to you. Again, that's what starting to tell people more and more. Treasure the words you get. Treasure the information. Don't let it just be another, oh, yeah, that's just another. It's another thing. Now, this is a treasure, man. And God's showing us how to treasure Him, how to treasure His word, how to treasure His information. And the more we treasure it, the more we're going to walk in it. Yeah. Answer to everything. What we treasure is what we, you know, walk in and live in. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right. Okay, y'all, is that it for the night? It might be. All right. It's been great. What a great night. Thank you, Jesus, for everybody, you know, doing what God is calling you to do. As you get blessed, you bring in the blessings, the tithe of it. If this is where you give your tithe and your offerings, if this is where you give your offerings, be faithful to God. And when you're faithful to God, hey, it works. It really works. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Everybody, it's been great tonight. We are thankful for everything you're doing. God's people do. Hallelujah. Thank you for praying for me as I've gone through my little, you know, thing with not wondering if I'm being able to figure out what's wrong with me. And can find out all it was a cedar. The very day that I was really struggling, the cedar was extremely high. And I've never had trouble with that stuff as far as I know. And being here in this part of Texas, wow, it's really, really, really high and more than usual. Even around here, it's high a lot around here at this time of the year, January, February. So well, I figured out what it was. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I had COVID. I didn't know what was going on, what was wrong with me. And, you know, it was none of that. It was the cedar, so hallelujah. Very interesting. All right, y'all. It's 11:30 Texas time, and it's been great praying for you tonight, believing God with you for whatever you need. We're going to call it a night. So I can rest my voice. Maybe really good over the weekend. Maybe I'll have it all fixed where I'll never have a voice problem again, I hope, except for, the usual thing. All right. Cool. All right. Nobody else has anything you want to pray about or anything going on? I guess we will call it a night. The people looking for jobs, people needing help with situations. So really pray for the people of God. And, okay, y'all. Thank you very much tonight. We're going to call it a night tonight. Thank you for being with us. PGN, I'm Randy Chandler, and we're calling it a night tonight. God bless. Bye.